Shout out to Pop Smoke. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. We listening to that new Pop Smoke album. This is J-Rex Smoke Bump Podcast. You already know how we doing. We about to blaze up on some good old purple punch mixed with the blue cheese. Let's get it, y'all. Let's get it. Let's get it.
The word gospel means the good news.
So gospel sense, means the good news.
Bringing the good news, telling you to believe in yourself. He believed in himself with an understanding that greatness was his to manifest. He had a vision,
a plan,
and he made it work.
Smoke Up Podcast, J-Wax, let's go, y'all.
Faith, hope, and understanding.
Oh, no.
No. Just that straight roll to the door, let's go, y'all. You been rocking out to that Pop Smoke, shout out to New York, let's get it, y'all. Yeah. Just that roll to the door section, y'all. Y'all already know. Shout out to Young Blue, Chris Brown, 2 Chainz, the baddest. Let's go.
Blue, that knucklehead over there?
Yeah, him over there.
Get out of here.
That's what all these girls are here for.
That's what this party's about?
That's what it's about.
That's
man.
What the party be about. You know what I mean?
All right, brother, following your lead.
We get ready for this Florida trip, y'all.
I think I can.
Watch your heart.
Y'all already know how we do.
Want to break another hip?
In the kazoo. Let's go.
Gave you all my love, that shit been out. We should get away somewhere and run it up. Trying to fall in love. Friends and let's fuck it up. I know you ain't been touching up. I know you ain't the only one.
Even though I'm in a good mood, I fuck you like I'm pissed off. Ain't don't give me no attitude, you gon' make my dick sound. She wanna fuck me cause I'm lit now.
Hey.
She wanna fuck me cause I'm rich now. We can link out of the club, I got a pin down. Suck it till I shoot it, come so fast, I'm in the
heat. Smoking good, y'all, let's go, J-Watch.
She got no ass and no titties, she a 10 now.
Sexy motherfucker.
Sexy motherfucker, you the baddest one.
The baddest.
Gave you all my love, that shit been at
now. Let's go.
Get away somewhere and run it up.
She got no ass and no titties, she a 10 now. She got no ass and no titties, she a 10 now.
J-Rex is back, y'all. Monday and Tuesdays, as I promised. Come on, let's get it, y'all. Let's get it. Just got roll to the door. I'm gonna give y'all straight roll to the door. You know what I mean? For the ladies, let's get it.
Fall in love. Need you to bring all of your
Purple punch, y'all. Purple punch. Purple punch. Punch. Purple punch. Punch. Purple. I'm about to find out what's good with this purple punch in a minute, y'all. Thank you for the world of the door section. Let's go. Drop these bomb ass episodes. Jay Wax, bigger boss, bigger belly. You already need though to the snitto. Give him a round of applause, Jay Wax. We're gonna go straight into it with the weed fedex. The weed fedex for the that I'm on, you know what I mean? We smoking on that purple punch. We gonna look at that purple punch. That purple punch strain. It looks so beautiful, y'all. It's an indica. It's very calming. You won't get very high, but you be high. You be high. 19% THC, no CBD in there. The flavor and aroma is grape. It does taste a little grapey. It's, and the effects, the top effects will have you very sleepy. Like that ZZ, that ZZY. It's that Zaza. Purple Punch be that Zaza. It's the sweet and sedating union of two indica dominant classics by breeding Larry OG with Granddaddy Purple. The astonishing trichome laden purple punch was born, smelling of grape candy, blueberry muffins, and tart Kool-Aid. The potency of this strain gives the consumer a 1-2 punch to the head and body, initially landing between the eyes and settling down into the limbs. Purple Punch is a delicious dessert strain that is best suited for after dinner. Yes. Its effects may help with managing nausea, stress, minor body aches, and sleeplessness. Perfect for at night. It's the perfect strain for a nightcap. I suggest this strain to you. All about it, everybody that needs that nightcap to knock them down and full body high, and you're sometimes dealing with a little nausea. I deal with my nausea in the morning. Stress, minor body aches, yes. Nighttime is the wave. Yeah, thank you. I thank you for tuning in, Jay Wax and his weed fedex. I'm gonna continue to drop this bomb ass episode on y'all. We're gonna get some lovely tunes, you know what I mean? We're gonna find some tunes. Not to get weird on y'all. Back laughing at you. Yeah, okay. You got it. Right. Time is ticking in. Time to get up. Everybody's sleeping. Get up, roll your blunts. You know what time it is? It's smoke a blunt time. It's time to get them blunts out and let's get high, y'all. Man, oh man. What I wanted to check out was, let's see what we got here, y'all. Let's go to our rap caviar for the day. Sponsored by Spotify. Y'all already know that. Go download Spotify, y'all, and pay for the premium. My month is up. They're trying to hit me now, so. It's one of my favorites from off of the Young Stunner Life album, Slime Language.
Trying to provide for me. Find me somewhere out in London, you know that's the hideaway. I need some head and some more support from you right away. Since I've been making donations to you like United Way. Stories you told me about him, I can see that it's night and day. Tell me the truth. Walking from here to my bedroom and feel like it's miles away.
Dropping these bomb ass episodes. I forgot the segment. I'm gonna cover other segment and I got canceled. I think my listeners were really feeling that. So We're gonna go back to the war stories. Alright, we're gonna get straight into it. War stories from J-Wax. We're gonna get into that segment. I'll give y'all a war story. Let's see. You know, I got one in a tomb. Let me see. One I haven't given y'all already. I think I gave y'all the I Wanna Talk to Samson. The half baked segment we did. Yo, let me tell y'all, I remember this shit from Woodhull, y'all. That shit just popped out of my head. We was playing Manhunt. I think I was like 9 or 10. We were playing Manhunt, and everybody was like, yo, we're gonna play Manhunt the whole block. So everybody got met up in front of the building, in front of my building on 193rd. And we had like, I think it was like 50, 60 of us, right? 50, 60 of us. And then, we said, we're gonna play Manhunt. It's gonna be the big niggas versus the young niggas. And this is how we gonna do it. It's gonna be the big niggas going after the young niggas first. And we're gonna, no, this shit happened on the block. This shit happened, I can't even put it on Woodhull, y'all. Sorry for the wrong war story. I could tell y'all a war story for Woodhull, but I got a better one. The one I seen, what I wanted to tell you. It happened, I'm so damn high. Yo, that shit happened over there by, when I was living in Northside, 196, and we was playing Manhunt. And we was all, it was the big niggas versus the young niggas. And then they gave us time to go find our spots. The niggas sat there for a little minute. So we all went and hide to win to go hide and shit. So I think it was me and my other homie. I was just following people. I ain't know where to go. But then I was like, y'all know the spot. I found me a spot. But my spot was low key, like in the air on a back patio. You would never found me, but like I'm sitting there looking at them. Let me tell you what happened. I'm sitting there looking at the dude, right? He get caught. And the dude tied this nigga with a, I don't even remember the names. I can't even tell y'all who did it. I remember they caught him, and when they catch you, they supposed to beat you up or some shit. And then when you come out, you're like, oh, I already got caught. You know what I mean? And you sit out there and wait for everybody else to get caught. So this nigga, when they caught him, they tied this nigga to the tree with a hose, bro. Like, wrapped that shit around like 2 times, tied a fucking knot. Nigga couldn't get out from the tree. Yo, it took us minutes. It was like, yo, when I left my spot, right, I thought it was like, I wasn't going to go save that nigga because the niggas would have caught me too. So I bounced and went around. And I told my homie, like, yo, somebody wrapped up on the tree. So what, such and such on the tree. They got that nigga on the tree wrapped with a fucking hose. He tight, couldn't get out. So we went back to go try to see if he was on that tree. Nigga was still on the tree at the end of the game. Everybody was like, yo, where was such and such at? And he's like, yo, I tied that nigga up on the fucking tree. He on the tree. Niggas went to the damn tree. That shit was funny. That shit was funny. I can't remember who it was. That shit was funny. Man, if you were the person tuning in, it was the dude tied up to the tree. Oh Lord, that shit was funny. And then we went and got the nigga, right? He was sitting there talking shit tied to the tree. I would fuck niggas up crying and shit because he couldn't get out. Niggas walked up laughing. Oh man, niggas sitting there laughing at the nigga on the tree. Then we let the nigga out. And we started a new game, but that was the funniest shit ever I saw. Ever nigga tied the nigga to the tree, B, with a hole wrapped the nigga. That shit was a big tree, bro. It wasn't no little tree. It was a fucking big tree. And the nigga wrapped the hose 2 times around that shit. That shit was crazy. Give it up for J-Wax War Stories, man. Well, that shit was fire. It was funny though. Yeah, if y'all had to be there, man. Y'all know y'all remember the manhunts. The manhunts, we call it manhunt. We used to catch them. When you catch them of a squad, you beat them niggas up. You give a quick little rough up, you know what I mean? You ain't fight for real. You get rough them up a little bit. Or you tie them niggas up like my homie did. He tied niggas up. You could tie your ass up, you ain't going nowhere. Nigga just happened to have a seat of hose and tie this nigga up. That shit was funny, bro. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Y'all go download Spotify, go download Anchor, and check out J-Wax, man. I'm on all platforms. Check me out on iHeartRadio also. Smoking on this punch, I'm twisting, man. I'm gonna give y'all another episode in a minute.